I said in my word that men's hearts would fail them because of fear. And many of you are witnessing things happening in this world that are causing men's hearts to fear, to fail, and to create great distress. Many in my church are going through this. So many in my church have asked, what is happening? What is going on? But I say to you, the answer to this is in my word. But I've also said that you are to cast the care of these things over onto me, for I have overcome the world. And I have given to you my peace. There are many of you in this place who are not walking in my peace because you've allowed circumstances and challenges to rise above the level of my peace in your life. You have exalted them. And there is great consternation in your heart. You're wondering, what do I do? What comes next? But I say to you, again, cast the care of these things over onto me. Because when you do, you will begin seeing me move in your life. The first thing I will do is give you peace over the situation. Because once you walk in peace, my peace, then you will see the situation as already being conquered, even though it's still happening. For I will help you see what I see. This world is collapsing. But I say unto you, the days are short and I am returning. You have chosen to come to this place for this week, for this conference. It is my intention to move in every one of your lives, not just those of you physically attending here, but those of you who are watching. You are not excluded from this. I have begun working even this morning, for as you were praising and worshiping me, you opened a door of your heart and life for me to move in and to begin touching you in a most unique way. And I say to you, don't stop. Do not stop. Take advantage of every moment of every service to receive from me. If it's a time of worship, enter in with your whole heart. If it's a time of ministry, receive. If it's a time of the word, open your heart and mind for it to be sown deeply within. For many of you, this will be the greatest week of transformation in your lives. And the course for your future will be set during this week. I already know what I plan to do. And so I encourage you to receive from me. Do not take lightly any moment of this conference. Even during the times in the afternoon that you have free, do not think I have stopped moving. I have not. I will be working in you 24 hours a day to bring about my perfect will. There are some of you who have been trusting me for healing in your bodies, and I say to you, my healing power is going to increase in your bodies, and some of you will receive manifestation this week. I am your Father, but I am your God. And as you have sung many times, I am a good, good God. I am well pleased with you. And my heart rejoices over what is going to happen this week. So you rejoice in me as I rejoice in you. And together we will see this as a week of absolute victory, says the Lord.